This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
That's right. Atlanta Drive Report here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The TGL is back for year two. Obviously, Atlanta defending their championship from year one. They're taking on the Bay Golf Club tonight, 5 o'clock, ESPN, looking to stay unbeaten. Team coordinator Ben Helmrath joins us on the show right now. Ben, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing
good.
Well. What can you tell us about? Because I know, obviously, nice to get the win in the first match, but some injuries the team was dealing with. Who's back? Who's feeling good? Who's going to be able to play tonight?
Yeah, so we've got Patrick Cantlay back tonight, which will be great. And then in addition, we still have Chris Goddard up playing for us. So Lucas, unfortunately, is still out. So we have Billy, Chris, and Patrick.
Then when because last year was the inaugural year of it, and so you learn things, you adjust things, and you kind of change things from year one to year two. What have been some of the changes with the league as far as something maybe they wanted to update from year one, or has it been?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that we've seen so far is the green complex. So the green is about 40% bigger. Okay. So these holes play a lot different now. When you're 250 yards out into a really small green, we had to think a lot more about where to chip from, because it was more likely that you were going to be chipping than putting. And now that the green's gotten bigger, you have to now start thinking more about where to place on the green, because now you're thinking, I've got longer putts. So, I mean, we saw in our match a lot of long putts drop, which I think is fun for everybody to see happen. But it changes a little bit how we think about approaching the holes.
We saw some fun news regarding Brad Guzan. Is going to be is it a limited partner? Is that what it's called? But I know he's going to be involved with the team. Tell me what his, I don't know if you've seen it. I'm sure you will at some point. What's his golf swing look like?
That's a great question. I have not seen it.
Okay.
We will we'll be pleasantly surprised here soon. Maybe we'll get him to grab a club and we'll see what he can do into the screen. I don't know. We'll see what we can make happen tonight.
What is he going to be doing with the team though? Just for folks that may not have heard the news.
Yeah, no, he came on as a limited partner, similar to some of the other ones we have. I think we have five or six now. Mm-hmm. So it's more just in support of it. You know, I think he's obviously a huge supporter of Atlanta through his connection with Atlanta United, and then obviously a fan of golf, and this is kind of a way to marry both of those. So it's more just to be involved and essentially promote it a little bit as well, just to showcase, again, I think his love for both the city and the game of golf.
Well, Ben, we appreciate the time. As always, good luck tonight. We'll talk soon.
Kick some, you know awesome. What?
Thanks, guys.
Ben Helmrath there, team coordinator, Atlanta Drive, as TGL season number two is underway. They won their first match. They face the Bay Golf Club tonight. Again, that's 5 o'clock on ESPN. They won the championship last year. And I remember last year, like, you'd tune into the matches and Arthur Blank would be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matt Ryan was there with him for one of them. Some of the other members of the Falcons. I'm sure Brad Guzan, I don't know. Will Arthur Blank even be there tonight? He's got a lot going on.
He got a lot going on.
Maybe he will be. I don't know. He was there last week. Okay, well, maybe he will be. Yeah. Maybe him and Brad will be sitting next to each other. I have to imagine, because Brad's left-handed, right? Like, he always he kicks with his left foot, so I assume he's left-handed. Probably has a left-handed golf swing.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of a bigger guy.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, I could see it being kind of baseball-ish.
What's the buy-in on something like this?
Good question. Probably more a you question than a me question.
I'm just saying, like, how can we get in on something like this?
I don't know, man. Maybe Thursday. I don't know. We'll probably have somebody on the show on Thursday, whether it's Arthur Blank or somebody. You could ask him.
I would. You know what?
Arthur, what's it look like to be one of these limited partners?
I would ask. I would, man, because that's the new thing. People are buying, like, soccer teams and everything like that.
Pickleball teams.
Yeah, I'm not invested in that.
How come?
No. I don't want to offend anybody who likes pickleball.
It's a growing,
sport. It's
the fastest growing sport in the United States.
It's a fun sport. It really is. It's a fun sport.
You played it?
Hell no, I never played it. But it looks fun. And I'm not, again, I don't want to get everybody, you know how everybody get it up in their freaking feelings about something. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything wrong with pickleball. I say this is not some investment that I want to invest in.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying I want to invest in the TG, that thing. But the ladies' soccer team is coming? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Maybe I could come on a guest on Tuesday.
Joining us now on the midday show with Andy and Randy is Randy.
Hey, Randy, he was. I mean,
tell us about your matchup tonight, Randy.
Yeah.
You were knighted in 2025.
Yeah,
we got to, you know, continue adding to the titles. That's all.
Yeah.
Team owner would be a good next.
All I need to own is 1%.
That's right. Then you're an owner.
I'm an owner.
Yeah. Then you're an owner.
Yeah. 1%.
Exactly.
Unless it's Green Bay, that doesn't really count.
1%.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't entirely count. But yeah, like if you're a percent owner of the women's soccer team here or whatever it is, yeah, then you're an owner.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool right there. Yeah, anything you need, Buck.
Up the profile.
Anything you need,
I already have a cool scarf they sent over. The women's soccer scarf they sent. It's good.
Yeah, I got
warmed my neck during the cold months.
Yeah. Which one was that? The cold week?
Like a week ago, yeah.
The cold week.
I wore it at the Wade Ford tailgate show on Sunday, actually. It was freezing.
The cold week.
Or on Monday when we did the Monday Night Football game. All right, let's get to the back page with Buck.
The cold week.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing a Lobo.
So before we get to a couple of stories about some pretty crappy football teams and organizations, I'll tell you what, Snoop's everywhere.
Yes.
Who knew that what we needed in our lives was Snoop on ESPN calling Dubs clips last night?
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Englewood right now. Englewood, get him, Steve. You and Englewood, Steve.
Oh my goodness.
The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at it.
Hit it. Hold on.
Steve, ready to get him. Look at him. That's that Arizona Wildcat.
When he got that how is it? Because you remember when he did the hockey thing?
Yep.
How is it that he just happened to be there last night and this happened?
At
the wildest damn moment of Steve Kerr about to get going, losing his mind.
He was losing it. Steve mad. I never seen him that mad.
Steve Kerr was amazing.
And it was like a missed call, but it was just a missed goaltending call in the third quarter.
I had never seen him that livid.
Yeah.
Like having to be held back.
There's some other stuff going on for him to be that mad about that goal. It was John Collins, by the way, that goaltended on a Gary Payton Jr. layup.
It does seem like stuff's going on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, some stuff's going on in Golden State, mainly with him in the organization.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things feel like they're coming to an end there. I mean, those guys, it's been going on for so long. And they got off to a really nice start, but they've come back down to earth. I think they're actually a game under 500 now because they lost that game last night.
Right.
Jimmy Butler had a look at a fadeaway.
He missed so bad.
Oh, God,
he missed so damn bad.
Yeah, now they defended him well, but still, like, that's a Jimmy Butler
shot. That's Jimmy Butler.
In the playoffs, Jimmy makes that
shot. And he missed bad.
Same things happen to me, Randy, and I know they're really bad this year, but every time I watch the Clippers, they look really good. Like, Kawhi scored 50 a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
they beat the hell out of the Hawks a couple times. Uh-huh. Like, I know. Okay. But remember last year they tricked me?
Yep.
And they almost beat the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs last year, which was a pretty good series.
Yeah.
Like, one of the best series in the playoffs last year.
So it's widely speculated that Fernando Mendoza will go number one overall to the Raiders, who have that pick. So the Jets, also in need of quarterback help, are going to be picking number two. Here's Todd McShay urging Oregon quarterback Dante Moore. Maybe you want to go back to school or call the Raiders.
If you're representing Dante Moore, with the Raiders, you know you have an organization steep in history with an owner who's trying to do the right thing, misguided at times, brings in Tom Brady, who can be a source of like helping, although this first go-round was not pretty. Would you or would you not, as the representation or the rep for Dante Moore, kind of reach out to the Raiders and say, hey, my client's trying to make a decision. Give me, we can live with going to 30 of the 32 teams. I can't allow him to go to the New York Jets. So I can allow my client to go back to Oregon and have another season, or you can pretty much promise me that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Yeah. Is that so far-fetched? Because I know
it's not, but we're
not listening. One single player in this entire draft, unless they grew up a Jets fan or have some kind of family tie, wants to be a New York Jet.
Not one.
He has no. I mean,
why would you?
Why would you, man? But you,
if you had choices,
if you have choices, but why would you, man? They're just bad. They're bad. I mean, they got a lot of compensation for the Sauce Gardner and the Quinnen Williams and everything like that. So they have opportunities to get some young talent in there. But still the freaking Jets. It's still Jets.
Yeah, I mean, if the Raiders is a better option,
the better option
to beg them to take you first,
and a much
overall,
better option.
Why are they calling the Raiders a much better? Because of Tom Brady?
Yeah, I guess
ownership
I don't know.
And Tom Brady.
But ownership the Raiders is crazy.
What about ownership?
Well, but in the Raiders have history against the Jets. I guess you got to go too far back
have?
To Namath.
They both have history.
They both have.
Yeah, I know. His arguments for the Raiders. I was like, Tom Brady's doing what? For helping? Okay. Didn't work the first time. Mm-hmm. They just fired everybody. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, though. The teams that have the top picks tend to be the worst teams. That's how it works when they do.
I'm sure the Jets have probably wronged McShay at some point.
Drafts like, maybe that's what it is. It could be a bias. Yeah. You never know.
Garbage.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Neither one of those situations is good. I don't know how great a quarterback would have to be to drag those franchises out of where they are right now. But, yeah, it's not a good place to go to.
So with the news coming out of the Kirk Cousins contract restructuring, you know, people are still mad at Kirk for being hurt last night or last season and playing through it. Like, still mad. Liar! He should apologize to the fans of the Atlanta Falcons. That's kind of halfway true. People need to understand that this is what athletes do. Nobody's going to be like, excuse me, sorry, I'm hurt. I don't think I can play in the next game. So here's Russell Wilson talking about having to also hide an injury. This is season, week two, as they're in Dallas.
I played that game, you know, I tore my hamstring on Friday in practice, the last play of practice. And I had grade two. I couldn't tell anybody. I had to go play on it just because I knew the circumstance. I had to play on it, and no matter what, I actually ended up going to the Dallas Mavericks facility training and kept it quiet, just tried to get treatment on it, and just knowing that I probably couldn't run from the goal line to the 10-yard line if I wanted to, but I feel like I got to play this game.
So he mentioned the circumstances.
He threw for 400 yards that game.
He threw for 450 yards.
Oh, yeah.
They lost at the end of overtime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was throwing deep
from a Brandon
balls
Aubrey
like
kick.
Crazy in that
now,
game.
The very next week, he sucked. They got blown out by the Chiefs. Yeah. Jackson Dart starts week four. But the circumstance was Jackson Dart. He couldn't come clean with the injury because of Jackson Dart being ready to start.
Same thing with Kirk.
Exactly. That's what athletes are going to do. Just for a little bit of context there.
That don't make it right.
For nobody.
It don't make it right.
Well, it doesn't make it right because he's hurt and he made the team worse.
Yes.
My question is,
but they're all going to do it.
Why? Who's he telling that to now and why?
Why?
Like, what's the point of telling that story into a microphone retroactively? Like, who's benefiting that?
Yes.
Does it make him seem cool or tough or something that he did that? Like,
I don't know.
Is that angling towards another contract from someone?
It's too much pillow talking in sports.
Lots of
pillow talking.
Too much pillow talking.
You played hurt. Cool.
Yeah, we all played hurt.
Here are some reporters trying to pillow talk DK Metcalf before he comes back this weekend.
Can you explain to us what happened in Detroit?
You had to be the one to ask, huh? No, I can't.
What was that process like as far as the appeals and talking with the NFL? Just kind of, can you walk us through that process?
I can't walk y'all through nothing that
happened. Were you surprised that the appeal was upheld and it didn't go the other way?
Yeah, but that's all I can say.
I respect that you don't and can't really go into a lot of it, but is there anything you would like to clarify about misinformation or anything else? Like
I can't say nothing about what happened.
Because there's ongoing
I can't
legal
say anything. Happened for the fifth time.
How many times?
Let the man move on.
Why can't you and your people accept that?
it's a story, so obviously I have to try to get something. But when he made it clear after the first couple times, right. I literally can't talk about it, guys. Right. I can't talk about it.
But
it doesn't matter.
But then you hit back with the, what can you talk about?
I think that, you know, there's three people there, clearly maybe four. I think maybe they thought they could be the one to ask the right way.
Right.
I mean, again, I understand wanting to find out from DK Metcalf because the first time they've had a chance to talk to him since. Yeah, but when he says I can't because
it's still ongoing, so just move on. I
can't.
Maybe.
Can't talk about
Stop
it.
Stop trying to ask it four
literally,
different ways.
No way you ask this question. Can I answer your question? I don't know. It all seemed fine. Like, I don't know. Wasn't that, he didn't seem like he was mad about it. He just said for the fifth
time. He actually
time,
handled that very well.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, they're kind of, maybe one question was too many, but I don't know.
You can tell it starts to irritate him at the end.
Yeah.
But hey, no cursing. No disrespect to the reporters.
To
he's ready to play some ball.
Yeah. Everybody kind of did what they were supposed to do and moved on. Right?
Okay.
Didn't seem that bad to me.
It was terrible to me.
Why?
I don't know. I just went,
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Y'all seen the stuff about this guy's was nephew terrible. Supposedly outing him for this conspiracy?
DK should be allowed to punch that guy
he
in
should.
The face.
Yes, he
times
should.
Yeah. That's what's terrible about it. Like, that guy's such a dork. He might be the number one biggest loser, like, involved with the NFL in this season.
Maybe.
What an absolute dork. He had a press conference with a backwards
press
hat.
Press conference with a backwards hat.
What a loser. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the final hour of the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.